Hey guys, this is Josh Dolan and Logan Spears along with me, and we're here to make a new podcast for you guys.
All right, yeah, we're the sports editors for Etched in Stone online news publication, and today we're going to be talking about the NFL and who we think is going to make the playoffs in both the NFC and the AFC. And so first, Josh Dolan is going to talk about who he thinks will make the playoffs in the NFC.
So currently, if the season ended today, the playoff outlook would be the Seattle Seahawks at 10-1 as the number one seed. The Saints at 8-2 would be the second seed. The third seed would be the Detroit Lions at 6-4. And the fourth seed would be the Philadelphia Eagles at 6-5. Now looking at the wild card, is the fifth seed Carolina Panthers at 7-3, who have been rolling as of late. And then the sixth seed San Francisco 49ers at 6-4. So that is how it currently looks. In the end, I think this is how the playoffs will look, although there is some possible things that could happen in switching of teams, so I'm going to kind of look at that now. So I think the top four is pretty set in stone with the Seahawks, Saints, Lions, and Eagles, but the wild card could get a little interesting. I think the Panthers will make it either fifth or sixth seed. They have been rolling as of late, so if they can continue that, I think they're for sure in. The 49ers, however, have been really up and down team this year. Kaepernick isn't looking like he was last year, looking as good as he was last year. So the 49ers, I don't think, are set in stone. They could get a run for their money from the Cardinals, who they play at the last game of the season. So if both teams go in tied into that game, that's a very intriguing game coming up. And then the Bears and Lions also are have the same record right now at 6-4, but the Lions have the tiebreaker. The Lions have beat the Bears both times this season. So the Bears could also give the Lions a run for their money, which would mean the Bears would go into the fourth seed. Or one of those teams could be a wild card team potentially. But looking at the schedules of the teams, the Lions have a little bit easier of a schedule going down the stretch than the Bears do. The Bears have to play the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers will probably be back by the time the Packers come around for the Bears, because that's the last game of the season. The Lions really have an easier schedule. They do play the Packers one more time, and that's really about it. So I'm giving the edge to the Lions. The Bears could potentially slot into that sixth seed, depending on how the 49ers and Cardinals do the rest of the way. But in the end, looking at the 49ers and Cardinals schedules as well, they have a bit easier schedule than the Bears. So looking at the full outlook of the NFC, the Seahawks, Saints, Lions, Eagles, Panthers, and 49ers, who are currently the teams, I think will be the teams at the end of the season. So now here's Logan with the AFC outlook.
All right, so if the playoffs were to start today, the teams that would make the playoffs in the AFC are the number one seed, the Broncos, the number two seed, the Colts, the three seed, the Patriots, the fourth seed, the Bengals, the fifth seed, and the wild card, the Chiefs, and the last wild card spot, the sixth seed, is the Jets. All right, so I think Josh and I can generally agree that the top four teams are likely to make the playoffs. For sure, the Colts are going to make it for sure, as well as the Patriots and the Bengals all have a pretty far advantage in their division and are really strong teams this year. All of them have at least 7 wins. And so the only spot is actually the one seed might be up for grabs between the Broncos and the Chiefs. They're in the same division. They're both 9-1, although the Broncos are in the first seed because they won last week against the Chiefs. Therefore, they have the tiebreaker. But the Broncos do play the Chiefs one more time, and they also played the Patriots. So the Broncos have two games they could potentially lose, and therefore they could end up in the wild card and the Chiefs could be the number one seed. So whoever doesn't win that division will likely be the sixth seed in the wild card slot. The fifth seed in the wild card spot. And then the sixth seed is really up for grabs. Right now it's the Jets, however they're only 5-5. And the Dolphins are also 5-5. They're both in the same division. And those two teams, as well as possibly the Steelers, but those two teams are really the only ones that are likely to make the sixth seed. An interesting thing is that the Jets and the Dolphins actually do play each other twice. They still have two games to go before the season is over. So whoever gains an advantage in those two games, whoever wins between those two teams, likely will actually make the playoffs as a sixth seed in the wild card. And the Jets so far, even though they are 5-5 in their division, they're 2-2, and in the conference they're only 2-5, while the Dolphins are 4-3 in the conference. So right now I think I give the edge to the Dolphins, since the Jets have been pretty terrible in their own conference. So to round out the AFC, the number one seed will either most likely be the Broncos or the Chiefs. Either one of them are interchangeable. Either one of them will most likely be the first seed. The second seed, the Colts. The third seed, the Patriots. Fourth, Bengals. Fifth, whoever doesn't win that division, either the Broncos or the Chiefs. And the sixth seed, in my opinion, the Dolphins.
And one thing to remember regarding the AFC is the Jets have a 2-5 conference record right now, and the Dolphins have a 4-3 conference record. And most teams that those teams will play at the end of the season are conference opponents. So that does give the edge to the Dolphins. So just keep that in mind. So that's our outlook right now and how we think it will be at the end of the season. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Bye.